From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock, July 26th. The sports rundown, five stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from MMA Fighting. Thad Jean stops Ernesto Rodriguez after wild back-and-forth brawl to claim title in PFL DC main event. Thad Jean's path to the PFL welterweight title was anything but easy. Ernesto Rodriguez, a late-notice replacement after Shamil Musayev dropped out due to weight-cutting issues, gave Jean a run for his money in the main event of PFL DC. Rodriguez, originally scheduled for the undercard, nearly finished Jean in the second round with a thudding right hand that dropped him to the canvas. But Jean kept finding ways to battle back, eventually getting Rodriguez flattened out on the canvas and unloading punches and elbows that forced the referee to stop the fight at 2:44 in the third round. Next, second, from PFT Alt. Mike McDonald on ownership change. We're entering a new chapter in our organization's history. The Seahawks kicked off training camp Saturday, 2 weeks after the league announced a pending sale to Vinod Khosla's group. Coach Mike McDonald, speaking at his first camp press conference, said Datu up next. Third, from PFT Alt. Trey McBride regrets off-season comments about Cardinals fans. Cardinals tight end. Trey McBride had some things to say about Cardinals fans during the off-season. He now says he wishes he hadn't said them. "Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that," McBride told reporters on Saturday via Josh Weinfuss of ESPN. "It came out wrong, and obviously the fan base is great. We have a tremendous fan base. Arizona's been here, loyal fans to all the sports teams here, and we're very lucky to have a lot of these guys, and we're going to have a great season." And then, fourth, from The Guardian Sport, Liverpool start Iraola era in style to beat Sunderland, but Gomez injury put spotlight on defence. Liverpool defeat Sunderland 4-2 in friendly in Nashville. When Gomez went down, central defence formed by two teenagers. The Andoni Iraola era at Liverpool opened with a victory over Sunderland in Nashville and a deepening of concerns over the defensive options at his disposal. Next, fifth, from Awful Announcing. Kathy Engelbert announces WNBA launching fully centralized replay center in 2027. WNBA officiating has been a major storyline this season, with Indiana Fever superstar Caitlin Clark among the many who have been vocal about it not being good enough. And ahead of the WNBA All-Star Game on Saturday night in Chicago, Commissioner Kathy Engelbert made a major announcement about efforts to improve officiating decisions. Engelbert told the media that the WNBA will launch a fully centralized replay center beginning with the 2027 season in an effort to improve efficiency and transparency with officiating. Kathy Engelbert announces the WNBA is launching a fully centralized re-up next. Sixth, from PFT Alt, Mike McDonald noncommittal on S. Nick Emmanuori's availability for week one. Nick Emmanuori's ankle injury from the Super Bowl never fully healed during the off-season, prompting him to undergo arthroscopic surgery earlier this month. Coach Mike McDonald is being tight-lipped about Emmanuori's availability for week one, refusing to give a definitive answer when asked if he expects the safety to play in the season opener. McDonald did say it's possible Emmanuori could play, but he's choosing not to put a timeline on the safety's return, wanting to avoid pressure on Emmanuori to rush back from the injury. Emmanuori is currently on the active, physically unable to perform list. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.